VA mobile.
One is steeped and lead defense unlocked again. N4MMW mobile.
They just let anybody on this frequency.
Gotta keep it in line.
You know, if you don't, if you get out of line too bad, there's usually somebody around to straighten you up.
That right. Everybody's listening. You just don't know it. I know I listen a good bit sometimes because I'm going just a little short distance, you know, and there's no need in killing the frequency, you know, just in a few minutes. Are you going to play tennis?
Actually, I'm coming from playing tennis. I had a game at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, I'm right here at the Winn-Dixie Warehouse. Headed toward Greer. Gotta help a buddy of mine out. His air conditioner's running when it ain't supposed to. So it's got a stuck contactor. And I grabbed one right quick and we'll go over there and see if we can't unstuck it.
What kind of device is this on?
Outdoor unit of air conditioner.
Talking about it's like a it's kind of like points or something, isn't it? Like a solenoid points on it. And they come together to make the pressure come on.
Relay. But it's called a contactor. It's about 40 amps to help protect it. A lot of times ants and other bugs like to hover around that electricity over there. Then when a contactor shuts, then it won't make and it shuts everything down. I do know one thing this morning over here at the church on Winn-Hatton Boulevard, they got that flame going again, coming out of that pipe, I guess, cleaning out the gas line today.
And where is that at?
Yeah, where the post office is over here.
White Hampton, there in Taylor's.
Beside it over there is a church, and there's a gas pipe stuck up in the air. They haven't done this in probably about three years or so, but they light that thing and blow off a little bit of gas. I guess get the air out.
Why do they do that?
Clean it for some reason. I don't know if it's air that might be in the pipe or what, but if it was air, it'd be a major problem because your flames in your furnaces and hot water heaters would pop.
Well, I guess maybe they're trying to purge it before it gets gets to anybody's water heater or anything like that. I don't imagine anybody's running their heat today. But anyway.
How many calls are coming in to the Greer dispatch office? I bet that poor girl over there is being overloaded this morning. There's a fire over here coming out of a pipe.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I'd like to drive down there and see it out. That's only about probably a mile from where I live, or maybe a mile and a half. And I'm headed down Edwards Road right now, headed that way.
I'm on 29, and you right here at the Spink Station, close to the post office, you will see it. Says control burn on this date.
Well, speaking of control burn, I was looking at some videos on Facebook and they had this cargo jet that had three jets, engines under each wing, and of course I'm sure it was empty, but that thing, when it left the ground, it went vertical. In fact, it went beyond vertical and was almost did a inside loop, I guess you would call it, and but then it got about halfway inverted, and then he turned it over and got it straight and level again. But I've never seen anything like that in my life. It was just unbelievable. They showed it from a helicopter from three different angles, and it was just amazing to watch.
He was wanting to burn a little extra fuel with a wide open mode. And just seeing how fast he could climb out to a certain altitude in a certain amount of time, he had to get a quick getaway.
I don't know what it was. I wish I knew the type plane it was, but it looked like it had about 10 or 12 main landing gear on each side. It was just, I mean, in a wheels in a row. It was just unbelievable. That's how big it was. And of course, all they carry is freight. They don't carry passengers, and I'm, like I said, I'm sure it was empty, except for the pilot and co-pilot. And maybe there might have been somebody in the jump seat that wanted the thrill. But it was something to watch, I tell you.
TD, or he wasn't over here at the jetport, was it?
I saw it on a video on Facebook. There's all kinds of videos on there. It's probably on YouTube, and you can probably just YouTube, freighter jet tech makes vertical takeoff.
One year, Mr. Hartness had a little fundraiser for one of the boys' clubs, and he invited us guys with the boats to come over to his property where the little lake was and show them off like they were doing airplanes. And so this one guy had a big airplane there, probably 12 feet wide, had four wood eater motors on it. That sucker, he took it off, and it almost had like a real airplane. Well, during his flight, another little Cessna decided to come in and land. So he brought the little one in and did a vertical straight up, and then reached out and grabbed his tail and then sat it down on the ground. Kaboink.
I bet that was something to see. Yeah, I have a couple of RCs, and I've got a trainer, and then I've got a old plane. It's got about a 5 foot wingspan, and it's got a gas engine on it. It burns nitromethane, and it's got a Enya 80 engine on it. So I've got a controller for it, and I'm gonna buy new servos and a receiver for it. Oh, and I need a battery for the plane too, a new battery for it, and I'll be ready to put that thing in the air. So that's one of my projects. I'm getting ready slowly but surely.
Oh yeah, look into a Life, L-I-F-E type battery. It's kind of like a LiPo, It's charged the same way, but it has more guts to it, and it'll give you more flight time if you can find one of the size you want. That's what I'm running in my transmitter, and I'm running it in all four boats that I got, so they work real well. If you can find it, they got them over at the hobby shop over there in Easley.
Stuff from there. And the first time I went, I wasn't really impressed. I was helped by a young guy, and he was kind of cocky, and I'm a beginner at this thing, but I know what I want to do. I want to fly old school plane. So, I can see that plane from here, the top of it, when you go to the railroad bridge on Wade Hampton. Good Lord, that thing is really good. Kicking out some flame. I could see why somebody might call the fire department.
Just kind of go out of your way a little bit. Go look at the framework. They're pulling it out of the ground over on the edge of the property, but they got the little tower set up right there in the parking lot. But if you roll your windows down, you'll feel the heat coming off of it.
Yeah, I can only imagine. It looks awesome from here. Good cow. KB4CBA. Well, that's unreal. Well, I'm getting ready to pull in the subdivision here, and I'm gonna park the car in the garage, and I think I'm going to hit the showers.
Nice talking to you again. You be careful out there. Yeah, that's a humongous flame. They can go bigger, but put too much heat on that parking lot. That's what they got to protect. Anyhow, have a good day, and I'll see you later. This is N4MMW Mobile. Be clear after yours.
Well, who knows? I might break down here and cut some grass. Then when it cools off this evening, I'm definitely not going to do it now. About 7:30, so it'll start cooling off. Quarter 8, it doesn't take me long, about 45 minutes or so to cut the grass. And so anyway, I might just do that because it sure needs it. 73s, and you have a good rest of the day and enjoy the QSO. KB4CPA, clear.